Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to Spaz. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for always listening when I do decide to drop. I appreciate the support and the feedback that I do get here and there when you guys do decide to give it to me. But today's episode is just going to be, you know, a quick catch-up guide and just discussing what's been recently going on around us, the events that have been taking place. We're now in like quarantine day, I don't know, fucking 40-something. I'm not really keeping track, don't really care to. It is kind of just what it is. But if you guys want to go ahead and have this talk with me or listen to it or whatever the case may be, continue to keep showing your support, should I say. Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go. So first and foremost, if you guys hear any type of a fan in the background, that's exactly what it is. It's a fan. It's extremely hot in my home, and I do live upstairs, and I don't want to be running my AC all day since we are in the house. And so this is going to be a struggle because summer obviously has been canceled. So it's going to be a pretty struggle being here inside the house. I do plan on trying to get out and do a little bit more walking around my park area here and there. As long as there's not a lot of people over there, that I don't mind. I don't mind getting out or going to the select few of friends and family that I have been going to that I trust if I do need a small like break. But other than that, you know, I've been in the house, not even pressed or bothered. I do get out and do a little extra like DoorDashing and stuff for income. For the most part, but I don't even care for doing that depending on the mood that I'm in, because I don't really like being so close in people's contact. I mean, space, if I don't know you on a personal level, that's a personal decision for me. But we're not going to keep going into the quarantine and COVID and how we're feeling and all that shit. We already know what it is. Half you guys are bored and very insecure about how you're looking right now. The other half is living their best lives and on vacations and completely unbothered. The other little proportion is really just concern on why everybody's calling their lifestyles quarantine when this is like very normal to them. So you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. We're just, at the end of the day, we're all in this boat together. But I really wanted to come on the mic today specifically because we all know lately, recently, maybe within the past day or so, we have all been made aware of the murdering. They're calling it modern day lynching, and I'm not gonna, that's what it is, but I can't even lie. Like, I just hate that term is like surfacing. You know what I'm saying? You won't understand the pain that I feel when I hear that. If you're not a black person, plain and simple, lynching has such a powerful, you just don't know how that moves us. That's a lot of history that comes with that term and everything else. And it's just crazy to see that they're putting modern day on it, like pretty much like it's resurfacing. I mean, we all know if you're an aware American person, even if you're not black, then you know that racism has never went away. I'm not going to sit here and act like it has. It absolutely has not. I'm for sure not going to play dumb to it, because I know damn well it hasn't went away, that people have been racist and are going to continue to be racist. But I definitely just wanted to shed light, you know, for, you know, the King Ahmaud. I think it's Ahmaud Arbery or Arbery, if I'm saying it correctly. But for sure, Ahmaud, better known as Ahmaud, who was gunned down by a father and son. I don't even give a damn to express their names, because who gives a fuck about those devils, literally. This took place in February, I believe. The last Sunday of February is how I can remember it. And I didn't know anything about it until the videos went viral. Didn't hear about it, didn't know anything about it. And so itself is insane. It's insane that it's just now that his mother is just now barely getting the attention of the world of Americans, of America. You know, we're seeing our Black celebrity, you know, Black Hollywood platforms being used for it. If I must say myself, I believe that Black Hollywood should be using their platform way more frequently. Like, that's, it's just crazy to me. I don't know. It just lets, sometimes I look at it like, or do they not speak on these things? Because y'all don't want y'all bags to be, you know what I'm saying, altered or shaken or anything like that. And y'all got hella bags though. Like, are you kidding me? That blows my mind, because an everyday girl like myself, if I ever got on, and actually when I get on, I'm not too sure what platform I'm going to be on in, because there's so many things I would like to do, but I know one fucking thing. I'm never not going to use my voice for my people. I've never been like that. I have never been like that. You know what I'm saying? I've always spoke how I feel as a Black woman. I'm very passionate. That's one thing that I am very, 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 very passionate about. I get very emotional when it comes to Black people. I just do. And it's really, for me, it's always been really unfortunate that my passionate for being a Black woman and for being of the Black culture, or, you know, just being Black, has that offends people. You know what I'm saying? I've never understood that shit. Never really gave a damn about it, but that really does. I get that all the time. Like, I get people who I've been knowing for years, like who have been my quote unquote friends from back in the days, from elementary, from high school, from middle school, like family friends who are non-Black, will like slide in my DM or shoot a text and say some stupid shit like, that's not only for Black people, da, 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 da. But people always are taking from, they literally are always, always belittling the situation and the oppression that Black people feel being Black. And that's something that I do not tolerate. I literally will not tolerate that. I would dead your ass right there in your sentence. I do not play with that. There's no way that you can tell a Black person what it feels and what it looks like to be Black. You just can't do that. We got to stop that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, actually, y'all going to continue to do that ignorant stuff. But that to me makes you so ignorant, and you literally are a part of the problem if you really feel like that. My life and my struggles has nothing to do with your life and your struggles. And I'm not, never once have we sat back. A lot of Black people don't sit back and speak as if you guys don't have a struggle. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, we all know that everybody has struggles. We get that. I've never taken from that. I never will. But our struggles are absolutely not the same. And your privilege, non-Black people privilege, is always and forever going to mount our privilege. Always. Always. I can't tell you guys how many moments I've been in to where situations have happened and somebody else has gotten treated way more better, or was taken and received. And we could say the same thing, and they could receive it from her over there because she's a white girl, or because she's a little Mexican girl. You know what I'm saying? Or because they want, it's so many underlying issues that we have. And then at the end of the day, no other race is constantly seeing their people getting gunned down in innocence, like being innocent and just literally getting gunned down. We all have eyes. We all are on social media. We all have cell phones, laptops, iPads, whatever. We have access. My point is, we have access to seeing these things. So it's so ignorant for me when people come and try to belittle it, or try to make it as if it does not exists, or try to come in with some type of an excuse. First of all, I hate excuses. You guys already know I'm really big on accountability. So when you come at me with straight excuses about my people and my culture, I don't even understand how you bold enough to have that conversation with me. I don't understand why you bold enough to have a conversation like that with any Black person. But now the root where the problem is, more than likely you've had a conversation like this with an ignorant Black person, because we have some ignorant, really, really ignorant Black devils as well that hate us just as much as a white person will hate us, because they hate their skin. And the reason why they hated their skin is because they hated the non-privilege that it came with to be Black. You don't know how it feels to see our whole culture constantly getting mirrored, and we don't get the credit, or constantly getting praised by another race. And we've been doing this for years. We were born like this. from our bodies to our lips to our styles to our music to everything about being Black is constantly praised and what do you call that? What's the word I'm looking for? Multiplied, but were people like copied, but it's a different term I'm looking for. But cops constantly getting not intimidated. Okay, whatever. Copied. Than us. And we're so disrespected. Like it's insane. The shit's disgusting. It's annoying as hell. And it's just completely disrespectful and it's a slap in the face. You know what I'm saying? And for people to try to not receive that and understand and be open-minded to that, that just really shows like, you know, just who you really are. And it's even, honestly, it's even more scary when I see people who feel like that and they have kids. Like that's, to me, that is so, because I know off how I feel and how I think, I know that off top, like immediately, you're not teaching your kid how the way of the world is, and you're not trying to break the cycle, which is exactly why we have an issue. We have a constant issue here. You know what I'm saying? You guys are not teaching your little girls to not laugh at that little Black girl who has the puffs in her hair, because that's naturally how her hair goes out of her head. That little girl grows up to hate herself. You guys are not teaching your kids to whatever race you are. You're not teaching a lot of times to just take the little Black boy for how he is. You're teaching your children that they're angry and there's some issues and maybe he doesn't have a father in the house and all these stereotypes that I know for a fact is happening in your household, because look at how you feel. Look at your mentality. You're literally telling me how you see things, how you were raised to believe things are, the closed-minded that you have. I don't know if it's a guilt thing that you just don't want to receive it, because these, at the end of the day, these are your ancestors and these are your people who have started it and who are also continuing it. And it's blatantly, we see this on camera. You can't sit here and tell me that you didn't see the same thing that I just saw. You know what I'm saying? And so when this whole story broke out, I mean, you know, and it's so many different stories. You know, it's so many different stories. It's absolutely not just this Ahmaud. Like, you know, we this is something that we deal with all the time and we have been dealing with for years and years and years to come. Like, it's just straight disgusting. You know what I'm saying? We just literally dealt with this same situation and got slapped in the face with almost as familiar and similar as a Trayvon Martin. When the baby boy was coming from the store and he was in his hoodie and this man felt afraid or whatever the hell he felt, and you went out there and you gunned our baby down. You know what I'm saying? We deal with this all the time. Like all the time. It ain't really nothing new. But what I really want to talk about, is, you know, what moved me was I have friends of all races across the board, and I feel the need to, shine light on that, because I have literally been asked, this was so ignorant for that girl to ask me too, but the baby girl is just kind of young and dumb. But I had a pana who literally, actually, no, why don't I say that? It's just so natural for me to say pana. I'm always around my panas, so whatever. But this girl, it was a coworker who asked me one time, I was talking about something, and she, like, her eyes, like, got shocked, and she said, "Sharita, you have white friends?" And I looked at her, and a part of me wanted to, like, you know, if you guys know me well, I'm quick to, I don't like dumb shit. So I really wanted to, like, kind of, like, I probably looked at her like she was stupid as fuck to say that. That was dumb as fuck to me, but I chose the need to take it in, and I wanted some understanding with that, because I knew deep inside that she's not the only one who probably feels that way, because I am 100% unapologetically Black. That sounded hella crazy wording that in one sentence. But I am literally 100% unapologetically Black, no matter what. I don't give a damn where I'm at, who I'm in front of, what area I'm in, how white you are, how white your granny is, or your grandma, how y'all say. I'm not a nana, whatever the hell it is. I don't switch up. I've never switched up. There's nobody who in this, there is, and I'm so proud of that. I know I brag on that all the time, but that's really an honor for me. Like, it's truly, truly an honor for me that the way that me and my sister was raised and the things that was sculpted in my mind and in my heart, to always be proud of who I am, to stand tall, have an opinion, all that kind of stuff, I ain't never drifted from that, you know? And my heart goes out to anybody who wasn't molded in that type of confidence and in that type of a love, you know what I'm saying, of loving who the hell you are. And I've never... wait a minute. Hold on, because I can't even... My headset then came out. I can't even... Okay, there we go. Okay, I can't hear myself. I got to hear myself sometimes. But I've never... You know, I really feel bad for those who right now in your 30s are trying to figure yourself out. And that's all it took. And not overall, because we're all trying to figure ourselves out. But I'm talking about like unlearning the negative and hateful things that you probably were taught by your grandparents and stuff like that, that you probably didn't even know was racist. You know what I'm saying? Like literally, like you just didn't know, because that was your family. That was your dynamic. That was your normal. And all of us need to be very sensitive to that. So when she made that ignorant question, instead of like snapping or anything like that. And that's something I probably would have snapped on. I'm not gonna lie, because it was so fucking stupid. I didn't. I just looked at her and said, why would you say that? Because I needed to understand, like, why would you come at me like that? Like, what do you see when you look at me? And mind you, you know, I like to dress. I have a certain style about me, but I do have a very like black style, I would say. Like, you're probably going to see me a lot with like a lot of unks in my ear. I have a lot of African pieces. I speak a lot of black talk, black shit. Like, that's just, I am who I am. Like, I am who I am, but that's never not made me not fuck with people across the board. And what I've never understood was how I take that is, why are you so intimidated and you feel such a way about me loving myself? That's what it is. Like, that's the part that I never understood. Why do you feel so uncomfortable when you see black people truly loving themselves? And I think a part of that has to do with you're not used to seeing, a lot of people are not used to seeing black people really, really authentically love ourselves, from our color, from our hair, from our culture, from our music, from our food, how we talk, upbringing and all that kind of stuff. There's so many things that just that you don't, y'all would never understand it, that what privilege we have. I know that white people do have a white privilege, but you guys have let's not get it twisted. I look at you guys as you, I mean, I look at a lot of white people, should I say you guys. I know I'm being pointing the finger here, but you guys can't really blame me for pointing my finger right now either, because there's a lot of emotion going on in the black mind right now. So respect that as well. And I think we have that right. And we've always had that right, if you want to be clear and want to talk about it. But I think that people are very much used to seeing black people downplay our own, not loving ourselves, clowning ourselves, trying our best to put our own people on the backside so that way we can please non-black people, to try to thinking that that's how we're going to get ahead in life. And I never felt like that. I've always wanted to win and win amongst my people, with my people, always. I was taught like that. I was raised like that. And to be honest with you, sometimes that has came off as very close-minded. And honestly, when I was a little girl, I was very close-minded. My mom, let's pause and let's go back into my mom, and shout out to my mom for the woman that she is. Now, we all know that my parents are deaf. So deaf, you guys, DEAF, not dead, because people get that confused when I'm speaking, as if I'm not speaking clearly or whatever the case may be. So to back that up, you know, you guys know I do American Sign Language. That's my first language. And in the deaf community, themselves have a small community, and they literally don't see color. Unless, the funny part is, unless it was raised to be of hatred. And I'm not trying to be funny, but the only people that my mom has ever told stories about as far as culture-wise and who was kind of hateful and mean was always a little white girl. Always. Always. And I'm telling you right now, not even white boys, but white girls. And I'm not sure it's because she was a woman or not. My dad doesn't ever say anything about that as far as his upbringing goes. But then at the same time, my dad is from Memphis, Tennessee, moved out to Oakland. He was about 8 years old. So the narrative for him, his story was probably a little bit different. My dad's from the South. My mom, born and raised in Oakland, and had to get bused to school out in Fremont, Berkeley first, and then Fremont. Berkeley back then was a very, very big white hippie town. Berkeley now was, you know, way more diverse and stuff like that versus being in the 60s where my mom is, you know, my mom was born in 62. And so, but my mom, when we were little girls, because she knew, I think she just kind of knew we were very, just hella pro black. My family raised us to be hella super, super pro black, especially I for sure took a heed to it. My sister's the exact same way, but my sister will be a little bit more lean on certain things. I have zero tolerance. Zero. You guys have no idea what zero tolerance I'm talking about, the extent of my zero tolerance when it comes to my people. Like, you know, like I'm obsessed with us. I think we are the best thing walking. I love us. We're beautiful. But I wouldn't feel bad if any other culture you felt that way. But if you did it out of love, we don't do things. We don't have a pro-blackness out of hatred. You know what I'm saying? And so, but my mom has always made it, and I'm really grateful for that because I might have been a different person if she didn't come at me and my sister the way that she did. My mom used to step in and tell me and my sister, like, you guys always have, like, nothing but black friends. Like, where's your Asians? Where's your Mexicans? Where's the white people? Do you have any Chinese friends? She'd be like, she would literally get us like that. One time told us, stop bringing these niggas to my house. Y'all need to start bringing other friends. And that may sound crazy. That may sound crazy. Like, whoa, why would she say that? But the reality of it when I got older, because at the time I was looking at her like she was fucking insane. Like, mama, what are you talking about? We're black. Like, what are you? I have other friends. I just happen to, you know, the homies that come to the house and my panas that I live in a black neighborhood. Like, I have black panas. Maybe a couple of Mexicans was around the neighborhood growing up. But of course, I'm finna bring home, you know, what's around me. Right. But I'm really grateful that she did that because that allowed me to be very open-minded towards other cultures and races, which is what I'm about to get into and towards, like, you know, in the meat of the conversation I'm about to have with y'all. But so when this girl asked me that, that was so ignorant to me because I have friends of all races. And what I love about it, I don't change for none of those friends and they don't change for me. I got some very, very, hood, white Pontus, Mexicans, Asians, that were raised in quote unquote inner cities or along with us, me, my people and whatnot. Cause I unfortunately was raised in an inner city. We didn't have money and stuff like that growing up. Then I also have bougie ass black Pontus that was raised in the hills back in the days, Oakland Hills or in San Leandro, majority of the time, or Castle Valley back then. Castle Valley to this day, I still don't fuck with because Castle Valley has always been a racist city. I don't really know how they're moving and stuff now, but my auntie moved to Castle Valley from the town years ago when we were babies, I believe, and somebody put like a gigolo on her. I shouldn't say gigolo because a gigolo is a man who goes around the house. I mean, what, like a buffoon in a sense, like a black magnet, black face, big lips, big red lips, big nose, and eating a watermelon, which is very offensive, with a note that told her to take her black ass back to Oakland. That's the reality. Now you go to Oakland, it's nothing but white people, side note. But that was the reality back then. You know what I'm saying? And so I never really fucked with Castle Valley the same way that my mom taught us not to go to Lodi, California, which I'm always in Lodi because I wine taste. And because I don't have a problem with white people. I'm grown. I can make different decisions and I have to move aware. I have awareness about me, but that's enough. See, pause. I know I'm going everywhere. I have to have an awareness when I go to these areas. You see how that is? That was natural for me to say, right? Y'all caught that. That was very natural for me to say. I have to be aware because I'm older when I go to Lodi. When my mom taught us when we were kids, when she moved us, well, teenagers, young teenagers, to not go to Lodi, that they did not like us. Lodi, if you guys aren't familiar, I live in Stockton, obviously. Lodi is like literally right next door. Solid, like, depending on where you're at in Stockton, it could be it could be literally a borderline from Oakland to San Leandro when you're looking at Durant and Oakland. You know what I'm saying? That borderline right there, that's Stockton and Lodi. And my mom had literally sat us down and taught us that when she was moving us to Stockton, before we got here, she told us that because my mom had been living here for a while. What would make my mom feel that way? You understand what I'm saying? How was she treated? Or what's the word on the street? What are black people feeling around us, around our culture, for my mom to be aware of that, to make sure that she taught me and my sister that immediately and was not playing no games with us. And that same conversation she had with us when we were little girls living in the town, we couldn't go to Castle Valley because Castle Valley was a very, very racist ass city, very racist city. You know what I'm saying? But back to what I just said that slipped out, having an awareness of being in a certain area, We got to have that. Y'all, you white people, you non-black people, you don't have to have that awareness. You may have it depending on what you are. The next culture that may have it here and there will be Mexicans, I would say. And then so on, you know, from there. And maybe browner, you know, darker complexions and whatnot. But you got Mexicans, especially out here in the Valley, that are racist as fuck. More racist than white people sometimes. Like, for real. And that when I first witnessed that and experienced that, was mind-blowing, because it wasn't like that how I grew up. You know what I'm saying? It was black and brown all day. Like, all day. We was neighbors. Like, we fed each other. We played with each other. I learned how to salsa from my sister's old best friend, who was actually, she was not Mexican. She was Nicaraguan, however you say that. I'm not sure. But that's what she was, of a Latin, you know, culture. And it was all love. But it was just, it's crazy how things work. And so when I asked her that, she immediately got uncomfortable. You could tell her, and this is what I'm talking about. She like froze up when I said, why would you say that? Do I have white friends? And she immediately knew that she said something that was out of control, that was wrong, that was damn near racist. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at her and I was so sincere. And I asked her, I said, no, I'm really sincere. Like, I'm just really curious to know, why would you feel that way? Because I got hella, bitch. I went to Lincoln in Stockton, California. Lincoln is a very predominant white school. And I hated it when I first went there because it was so different, until I found my way and got my friends. And that's what actually made me look at certain white people and was like, damn, some of them cool as fuck. Like, all white people are not racist. And that's going to go into what I'm about to talk about. They are not racist, and their family is not racist. You know what I'm saying? They probably were ancestors of the rebels, you know, back in the days, the ones that was out there fighting with us and marching with us and stuff like that. That does exist. And so we can't be closed. Us as black people, we can't be mean and closed off to those type of, you know, white people. I'm not going to necessarily call them our brothers and sisters. For me, it's really a difference in how I say that. Notice that I say brother and sisters. When I say brother and sisters, I am, let's be clear, I am specifically speaking of my people. Sister and brother, yeah, you can have that. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, that's what I'm talking about. It's that swing, that slang, that twist, that, so if I say that to a black woman, a sister, she gonna feel it. And then, but nowadays you might have a little white girl who might feel it too. You know what I'm saying? But I know for a fact that when I'm saying that, I am specifically referencing my black woman or my black man. Period. Period, point blank. I want that to be clear. I don't care if that makes you uncomfortable. I don't care if that offends you. That's a fact. Because I'm not upset when you guys are referencing your man and woman in your culture and whatever way that you see fit. You know what I'm saying? How Mexican woman, you know, it's natural for them to call you a mija. You know what I mean? Our grandmas call you baby girl, baby. And it's the way we say it. It's just the swag of how we talk. And that makes cultural, that makes the culture rich. And I never want to change it. And I never want y'all to change y'all's. I never want to change it, because that's what makes our history. What you need to change is if you are raised in hate, you were raised in negative behavior, you were raised with a racist mind frame, then yes, obviously you need to change that, especially if you have children. Because what, you're gonna put that in your kids? But some of you guys are okay with putting that in your kids. I have literally seen little kids, babies being racist. And I know for a fact that that's not how they were raised. They were not in this world like that. That, you know, kids are not racist. You were taught that. You clearly were taught that. And that's really unfortunate. That's really sad. That's heartbreaking, because babies are innocent. Babies are innocent. They don't know anything of malice and envious and hatred and stuff like that. They don't know that. That is taught behavior. That's learned behavior. And so when we go back to the drawing board, collectively, we all need to unlearn a lot of things and relearn the correct things. You know what I'm saying? Unity doesn't always have a color on it. Yes, I do think that my people need to unify way more, because the thing is, what other cultures and races don't understand, that why we're so protective and big on our little community and keeping it amongst us. And, you know, I just seen a comment today where, you know, this white man was sharing his opinion, and it was a positive opinion. it was a very positive opinion. You know what I mean? He was speaking facts, speaking facts about what's going on, you know, the whole Ahmaud situation and everything else. He was giving his opinion, and his opinion wasn't, inaccurate. It was very accurate. He was, speaking, I felt, on our behalf. He was on our side. When I say an arm, talking about my people, Black people. And, nothing was wrong with his content, right? And it made me feel so bad because it depends on what the context is that I'm saying that will make me curious to see what people in the comments are talking about. So I happen to stroll in the comments. I'm actually going to read this comment that was made towards him, right? From I'm not sure if this is a Black man or not. The page is private, so whatever. But this is what he said to this Black man's, and this is on the So Oakland page, if you guys want to reference it, whatever. But the man goes, "And why do we need to hear this from a white guy? Serious question. I mean, he's just repeating what we already know and have been saying. Instead of talking to us, maybe you should go preach that word to his people. They're the ones that need that pep talk over it and over them." I understood his frustration as a Black person simply because we mad right now and we've been mad. We are over it. You know what I'm saying? What he said was real. Sometimes we do feel like we are over you motherfuckers and y'all white privilege. In many levels, and I'm talking about from jobs to money to privilege to buying home to everything. You don't have a clue. You can't possibly have a clue, and that's just real. But that white man was speaking facts, and he was speaking facts for us. Now, this is where I had to, I commented it, and other Black people were commenting on him. See, now white people, because you guys have white privilege, if you truly feel and you know that this is wrong, you know that it's, I don't know how, the way that it's hurting our hearts and whatnot, don't, Black people, we can't be narrow-minded to not thinking that this other human did not just witness this other human get gunned down and not have a heart. Like, I'm not going to say that they all hate us, because that's not true. That's absolutely not true. The same way that we don't hate all of them. You know, it does go into vice versa. And I do think that it's really, it's needed for more white people to fucking use their goddamn voice and platforms. From white celebrities to white, people in the government office, in the higher ups, and which is that right there. That's where the problem's going to be. The major, the bigger, the big guns is up there in that office, in that big fucking White House. That's, because there ain't enough of us and it's not enough minorities in there, period. But white people have a different platform than we do, even if you're not a celebrity. Even if you're not a celebrity, your voice is heard in a different light. I just said that I can literally say the same thing that this little white girl said at work, and she will not offend you, but I will. I will. I do. I do. Like, I'm in a pride. I hate my job a lot of times because I don't like, number one, I don't really care for the work that we have to do. It doesn't sit right spiritually in me to always hound people for money when they ain't got it. Cause I know I'm a collector. I know what it feels like to not have no money. I don't be having no money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should see my car right now. Car fucked up. I have not been able to get my car fixed. My insurance is tripping. Got into an accident. So the car makes me look even more broken. You see me riding around in it. And who's this? To your surprise, I hop out looking the way I do. But anyways, that already sits wrong with me, just spiritually, but it pays the bills. But it really irritates me. I'm talking about fucking pisses me off that I'm viewed a certain way. That girl, I just told y'all a story about my coworker, right? That's not even one story. Like, it's so many stories I can tell you guys about the shit that I be hearing at work and the things that are thrown to me at work that's real. That the people are they walk around me feeling some type of way. Like, and I don't give a damn who you are. If you're a coworker and you listening to this, there's not one way that you can sit back and be like, nah, she lying. Like, you got to be 100% be like, nah, that is low-key true, though. That's so true. And another thing is, like I said, you guys, I don't silence my voice. Like, I don't give a fuck where I'm at.
And a lot of that has to do with, I just believe that we all should voice our opinion, and that's the best way to live your life and to live it freely and comfortably how you feel. And also understand where my passion comes from now, because my mama can't use her motherfucking voice. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Like, you know, on some real, like that's really how I feel. I've always felt like that growing up. So where I'm coming from when I'm expressing, and I'm so passionate, you guys. And like I said, I'm for sure passionate about my people. And so you, those two together, nigga, it's a rap. It's a real rap. But I encourage non-Black people to speak up and spread their disgust, and to do it constantly, not just when you see somebody gunned down this one time and it's going viral, so you want to get in and have an opinion and you're upset. No, I need you to constantly speak up. You need to constantly understand and admit that you have white privilege, and that life is different for you and your children than it is for your Black friend and her children. It's very different. You are viewed very differently. And the thing is, you don't feel bad about that, because it is out of your hands to an extent, but there is something that you can do about it, and that is using your voice. The reason why I'm so passionate about that, and I felt so bad when people were bashing that white man, is because I got some white partners, like I said, solid ass white partners. Shout out to my girl Sylvia. Shout out to my girl Esther, who I just never look at as a white girl. As a matter of fact, I recorded with Esther, and you guys will be getting that soon. It might be dropping the same day that this drops. So you guys will definitely hear how Esther getting down. But I'm mentioning these two girls because they both, and it just hurt. And I got a white partner, Amanda, one of my girls. But I'm specifically, I want to speak on Esther and Sylvia. And I hope it's okay that I'm using the guy's name. But they so real. They ain't finna give a damn. So it is what it is. They don't see what I'm saying. They with the shit. You know what I'm saying? And they with the real shit. They with the shit on two different levels, should I say. But neither one of them have malice in their heart or anything like that. And Esther happens to have mixed children. And so when it comes, okay, let's speak on her. When it comes to my friend, I understand where she stands and where she's coming from, because I think a lot of things that were made, she's always been, and she dates Black men. I've never seen her not date a Black man. I used to tell her that it would be low-key uncomfortable seeing her date out of her race. And mind you, she's white and Chinese, but I'm looking at her like, girl, I just look at her as a sister. Like, do you hear me? A sister. Not a, shit, what is that? Oh, fuck, my water. Damn it. All right, you guys, we gotta pause, y'all. I'm gonna knock some shit over. We gotta pause. Okay, you guys, my apologies. I'm back. I accidentally spilled over my ginger water. That just pissed me off. I was wasting my oranges and ginger, but whatever, there's plenty. Okay, so I don't remember where. Let's pick back up. Okay, so Esther with the mixed babies. Okay, so she has two daughters, my little nieces, and beautiful little girls, you know, but like I said, they're half Black. And it's weird because one of them, not really weird. Yeah, I shouldn't say weird. What it is we just come in different sizes, colors, everything else, you know, and one of her daughters happened to be slightly more darker. So you would actually look at her and be like, okay, she got to be mixed with Black and what else? You know what I'm saying? The other daughter is really, really light, looks more like her. So definitely looks like when she tans, it's like, okay, well, what is she? When you look like her, when you look at her features, but you're not going to probably think that she was Black. That's just what it is, right? But these are sisters. They have the same mother. And my friend, if I can really get into, I'm only going to share a little bit of it, but my friend also worked in a staffing agency. And there, you know, she's always been with the shit, you know, very pro-Black, should I say, and she's not Black. So you don't have to be Black to be pro-Black. Let's stop that idea, that stereotype. You absolutely don't have to be pro-Black. Black to be pro-Black. Your experiences on things that Black people are dealing with and going through are absolutely not it, so do not compare it. But you absolutely can understand and identify and respect the Black culture and have a real sincere passion and love for it. You absolutely can. The game does change when you are a non-Black person, you have a Black child, period. Period. It changes because your baby is going to be looked at, and you might experience sometimes when your child is looked at a certain motherfucking way. Period. And you could be, say, imagine them getting older and you could be sitting in your car, right? Don't have a son. Ooh, don't have a son. Don't have a son. And that's your baby. You just white girl sitting in the car. That's your son. Yeah, that little brother boy. And another thing, let's be clear. When you are mixed with black, you are perceived and treated as black, period. So black people, we have got to stop treating our mixed people as if they are not black. That's so stupid and foolish. Anytime I hear anybody say that they are mixed with black, I immediately identify them as black. I just do. Like, okay, you know, what's up, sis? I think it's really ignorant when they sit back and say, like, I don't know, like, people don't really look at me. Like, I just never was taken as a black girl because I don't look black. Bitch, you look hella black. What you mean? What do you mean? I take that like, do you not want to look black? Why would you say that? You know what I mean? Because that's annoying too. But you are identified as a black girl and you damn well better respect it and love it and understand where the hell you stand at, because America will remind you. And if your parents were too ignorant to teach you that, I feel so bad, because you are literally setting your babies up for failure in this world, in our world. And it's a world that you don't understand because you're not black. You know what I'm saying? So you do need to be very aware. You do need to have certain conversations with your child. And let's talk about this. When you have a mixed child, it's really fucked up because they're going to get bombarded from both sides of their culture. Black people are going to feel a way about them because we have, it's so underlying. We have so many issues within our culture and our race. You can't even understand and imagine. The hate is real. You know, but it's even worse when people feed into that. It's even worse when you hear a little mixed black girl saying, like, oh my God, black girls did not like me because, you know, I was lighter and I have the hair, da 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 da. I think that's ignorant. I've always thought that was ignorant. I've always thought that was like fucking shallow. Like, you don't even, like, you are a problem. You are a part of the problem as well. I'm a light-skinned sister. You know what I'm saying? And I too can literally sit back and tell you guys many of stories where maybe my darker sisters out there tried me, but I ain't never, not once have I ever looked at them or said in my life in the long run, like, you know, let's have to talk about it. And when I'm talking to my friends who have mixed childs, and yes, I'll give them experience and stuff like that, but I ain't never downplayed my sisters, my darker sisters, on some, well, you know, or acted a certain way, like, they don't be liking me because I'm light skinned, you know what I'm saying? And they be feeling a certain type of a way. And, you know, my hair happens to be nappy, but it's just, well, actually, but when I say nappy, I mean my kinky, my curls, and nappy, I actually embrace it. So nappy is actually a different term for me. So let's respect that. But I've never like woed on that. I never was that black girl that was like, I love when they ask me if I mix because I have longer hair, like da 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 da. I never thought like that. That's so ignorant. And that is a problem. And that is why those little black girls probably don't like your ass. And you might need to get your ass beat thinking like that. You might need to get woke the fuck up. Like, I'm a firm believer in that, because I hate that struggle. And because I too, when I was a kid, like I said, I had to deal with that kind of stuff. And I never thought like that. So I never understood why I was approached like that. And my mom, if you guys know, my mama chocolate, my mama darker. And my mama raised me. And so I look at that like, you are so ignorant. And I got darker people in my family. I got lighter people in my family. I got white aunties and my uncles have married that have been around my whole life. My cousins is mixed and shit like that. So we're very open-minded and I'm a cultured family. I don't come from no closed-minded shit. You know what I'm saying? But the reality of it is, facts hit you a little bit differently when you actually birth us. And like I said, it's really different when you have a son. The stereotypes, the fear that people might have of you because you are black. You know, your baby is black, whether they mixed or not. Maybe they may be able to take to your child a little bit more because half of them is in there, but it's always going to be some ignorant questions asked or something that's going to make that baby uncomfortable one day. It's just going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you coming into school to pick your baby up and they're looking at you like, oh, you know, that's your mom? And that's offensive. That's offensive. You know what I'm saying? I used to be offended when people asked me, is that my mom, when I was a little girl? And my mom was just as equally offensive when I was a little girl. Me and my sister's a little bit darker than me, but we're both pretty fair skin colors. I'm just hella light. I'm very, very light. And they would look at my mom like, are these your kids? I was always offended. Like, what you mean by that? Yeah, that's my mama. Like, what? Why would you say that? That's so ignorant. First of all, we come in different colors. Are you stupid? You can have two dark-skinned parents and have a light-skinned baby. That's how blessed we are. That's what that black girl magic and that black magic, what that really means. And we are the only, let me go ahead and have this moment where I'm bragging, we're the only race that can do that, bitch. the only race that can do that. Let's understand where our magic comes from and why wouldn't you want your baby to be a part of that? Why wouldn't you want to go out your way to understand that? That is so beautiful. That itself is so beautiful. So beautiful. You know what I'm saying? There's so many blessings in being Black. It's not a horrible thing if you really want to get to it. But back to the point, you know, both of them had came to me with questions as far as like, you know, I be wanting to do this, or I be wanting to protest, or I be feeling a certain type of a way. And I don't want to be looked at like, you know, like I'm being disrespectful or like I don't get to sit the situation because I'm not Black. And I always look, Esther for sure, I look at her because that's my pawn. I look at her like she's fucking insane and stupid every time, to the point where she probably gets irritated at me like, Sharina, what the fuck? I'm a white girl. I'm looking at her like, no, you're not. Because I just don't receive it. I really just don't receive it. Because for me, she doesn't look like a white girl. And you're half Chinese. Let's talk about it. I always tell her that, you know, but it makes me feel so sad that non-Black people who actually want to stand up for the cause and voice their opinions and their voice, they feel intimidated or as if they can't speak on it because they're not Black. And I'm here to tell you, baby, that's not true. That's not true. You know what I'm saying? Now on to Sylvia. My girl Sylvia, we went to school with each other. And I mean, damn, Sylvia's always been just with the shit, hella funny to me and very accepting and never looked at me a certain type of way since I met her. I think I was a freshman, yet freshman in Spanish. And she's a year older than me. She's my sister's class. She's just always been solid, super solid, has a white family, white husband, white little kids, cute ass little kids. Shout out to the babies. I think Sylvia has like four kids. Yeah, four kids, if I'm not mistaken. They're all super cute. And I always look at her. I was just going down her page one day, showing her to another partner of mine, bragging on her. And I love that her little, and it gives me peace to know that I know that she's raising her kids right, that she's not putting that hatred in their heart. And that Sylvia's the kind of person to where if she has any type of a racist family, I can't see her fucking with them. I cannot see her fucking with them. I cannot see her entertaining them. I cannot see her wanting her kids to be entertained by them. Like, I just can't see it. You know what I'm saying? She just doesn't have that type of a personality. I can't really see. I don't know how her family gets down or anything like that. We ain't never been cool to the point where we was messing with each other's families. And I know her mom and father and stuff like that. But just based off of how she was, I've always felt that she was raised right. She was raised, you guys, I'm so sorry. I got to put my air on. It's going to be kind of loud because it's so hot. And I got to get the hell out of my house after this because I'm not going to be in here. I'm going to go bum off my sister's AC. And she downstairs and her house is a little bit darker than mine because I like light in here. You guys know I love the light, but this is really hard for me. But anywho, and it really, I actually shedded a tear when Sylvia reached out and was on some like, hey, like I really want to participate with this Ahmad situation. And I just want to make sure that that's not disrespectful. And I'm looking like, bitch, disrespectful? How dare you ask me that? You better get your ass out there with your kids. Cause I knew that she going to be out there and she going to be out there with her kids. And for me, that is very important. It's important that she is showing and teaching her babies this, cause these are little kids. That right there is you breaking that habit and that curse right there. Cause whether you believe it or not, your little son might be that one little boy that might be in the midst, because he's a white boy. He doesn't even know he's a little privileged. You know what I'm saying? These are kids. They're innocent. He may hear something that he's never heard before that is awkward, and he's going to use his little voice. Like, that's not right. That's not normal. Or we don't think like that. Or I'm going to go over there and be Tyrone's friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where it starts. Teaching it in your home. Teaching it to your children. So then that way they can go on. And, you know, that's how cycles break. And so, but it really hurt me for her to feel that way, you know what I'm saying? And to come out and ask you now, because I know that that's something that she's 100% passionate about. I know that her feelings get hurt when she sees things like that. Sylvia, when I was on Facebook back in the days, like when Trump was going in office, the Trayvon Martin, all that stuff was going on. Sandra Bland, all that stuff was going on. It was a really nasty thing to see on Facebook at the time, because at that point is when you seen like old high school friends that were probably, you know, Black and in white or whatever, and going at it. Cause it's almost like you start seeing like your white friends like exposing their real truths, especially when Trump got in office. Like you really start seeing them like really share their opinion. And I got a lot of Black partners that their feelings was really hurt. Like, damn, I would have never thought that so and so felt that way. And that just shocked me to see her posting like this or him posting like that. I ain't trying to be ignorant or mean or I told you so, but I was on the side looking like I've been on they was racist, because I did. I did. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can see it. There's a way that you look at people there's certain little slick things that they say, you know what I'm saying? That I'm not dumb to, you know, that doesn't mean that my Black partners were dumb to it. It just means that you guys have a little bit more history with each other back from elementary or whatever case may be. And you guys were obviously younger and you just didn't think like that, but you didn't realize that they were raised like that. That dinner table discussion was very different than your dinner table discussion. And it sucks that it took your adulthood to actually be aware of that and get your feelings hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I come from a whole different background. I come from a whole different area. You know what I'm saying? So my mentality is very different. My family talked to me and raised me in a whole different light. You know, there's Black people out here. So back, you know, so them using their voice and, you know, trying to speak up and do what they can do and stuff like that, and using their white privilege. It was actually really funny when I even heard Esther say that for the first time. I was like, girl, what? But I had to respect it. You know what I'm saying? And I had to respect her opinion on that. And I had to respect how she felt about that, because she's seen discrimination when she worked in staffing, and little things would be getting done and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe they didn't want to hire the Black man or the Mexican man or something like that. And hell yeah, she's about to be offended. Number one, she has Black children. Number two, she's always dated Black men. So yeah, she's about to be offended. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it took all that for her to actually see like what's going on, you know what I'm saying, around her. And then it made her uncomfortable to her. She was like, I'm not really fucking with this. I don't like this environment. I don't like, and I respected it. I 100% understood it and I respected it. I did. It hurt me that she had to experience that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I said, tell her, like, yeah, but it's kind of a blessing that you in there, because I know you're finna give him a job. I know you're finna push through. Like, I know you. And she looking at me like, girl, you already know off top. Cause I know that. So that goes to say that it's really important sometimes to allow our white sisters, you know what I'm saying, and white brothers to use their platform and their voice as well, because they can make things happen that we can't make happen. And that's the unfortunate truth about it. You know what I'm saying? But that's a fact. And so if they're coming from a pure place and they mean no harm, we cannot bash them. You know what I'm saying? When we have our own, we literally have our own brothers and sisters who, I cannot tell you guys how many people I've dated or I've messed with or anything like that that have told me that I was too pro-Black. Black man. I've never dated out my race. I probably went on one date with a little white boy, but we never like dated. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't deal with that, because let's clarify that. And I'm very proud that I had that experience in that moment, because I never thought in a million years that I would date a white boy. Right. I couldn't see it. And with age, I'm trying to learn how to be more open-minded and stuff like that. A man is a man, the same way our brothers out here looking at a woman is a woman and y'all dogging us. Side note, you know, side shade. That was shade. But, I went on a date with this brother, and I could tell that he dated nothing but Black women. That was his preference. And that's why I understood the difference before between preference and being ignorant and saying that you don't like Black women and Black men and da-da-da-da-da and coming off with the stereotypes and all that kind of stuff. I'm okay with you having a preference. I get that. You know what I'm saying? Just how you word things is what is taken, you know, out of context. But I remember asking him, and that was important for me to ask him, and I know that probably blew his mind. I probably was the first, actually I was, he told me I was first Black girl, and mind you, at this point we're in our early 20s, and I know that you date. I can't even see him dating a white girl, because he just doesn't have that type of swag about him. You know, he just looks like he can hang, like he can only hang with a Black girl. I can't see a white girl even hanging with him, you know what I mean? The same way I can't see no little white boy handling Esther. I just can't see it. I feel like you need a Black man who's going to handle you a certain type of way. We handle ours a certain way, okay? And that's not a bad thing. We just do, because we move differently. Come on now, it's culture. We're not all the same, right? But I asked him, I said, I don't know, like if me, and this might be crazy because it's our first date, and I asked him this, but I was so curious and I wanted to know, if we like made it, you know what I'm saying? Like me and you actually like made it, start dating, and we had like children and whatnot, like how would your grandma feel about that? I did not actually notice that. I didn't ask about his mom. Rest in peace to his mother. His mom passed away. And I still keep up with him. He's still cool as hell. Shout out. I don't know if you listen to Spaz, but I'm going to go ahead and say your name. Shout out, John. But anywho, I asked him, like, what would your grandma say about that? you know, in your, like, your older generation, your family, and then, you know, your family overall. He was just like, first of all, he kind of like hesitated the question. I did not like that. Immediately, I was turned off. Immediately, I sat there and was like, this is why I don't date on my race. This is, I cannot play with this man like this, but I'm not going to attack him because this is natural and it is what it is. And so I was like, are you going to answer? He kind of hesitated and like stuttered, like stammered over his words a little bit. Then he was like, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, if me and you was together and we was rocking with each other and whatnot, like, why would it matter what they said and what they thought? Wrong. Wrong again. Wrong. I'm family oriented. It's important to me to know that my babies are going to go over there and get treated right. It's important to me that you guys aren't going to make little side comments about their hair if their hair is not as loose of a curl pattern as you assume a mixed girl should be, because that might not always happen. You can have a mixed 50-50 baby, and that baby hair come out as coarse and as kinky and as beautiful as the crowns that we wear every day. And you might not understand that, and you might say a stupid, ignorant remark. If you don't understand how ignorant you are, oh, I would have thought her hair came out a little bit more curlier, because you have a stereotypical thinking. Though, you know, mixed babies are just so pretty and da-da-da-da-da. That's so ignorant. You're so ignorant. First of all, you should be having mixed babies out of love, right? So that's a different subject and whatever. But he said that, and that was a major turnoff for me. And I told him that. You know, y'all already know I'm a straight shooter. I'm not for the sugarcoat, not a damn thing. I'm not playing with you guys. I'm the same person across the board. I'm not. That's just what it is. And maybe that's why I can't be. I'm not for everybody. I'm just not. You know, I'm really not for everybody, and I'm 100% okay with that, because everybody's not for me. Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, he said that. And when I told him how I felt about that, I could tell he thought about that. And months later, he reached out and asked me about it too. He was like, you know, I just never really, you know, thought about it like that. And I was like, yeah, you should. You should, especially because you like Black women. Like, you should look at your family. You know what I'm saying? Or look at your upbringing, or just be a little bit real with yourself. I don't know, whatever the case may be, but I'm not fucking with it, because I'm not ever going to take that risk. Never. You don't know what the fuck it looked like to see me wake up with this bonnet on my head and my hair lopsided because I ain't fluffed out these curls. The fuck? That's, you know, that's me just having a little humor there. But plain and simple, just the fact of the matter is, we have to understand that they have a different way of thinking than we do. And they also do have a different set of privilege from us. And so, yes, white people, we do need you guys to sound the alarm. We do need you guys to start rallying and rallying on your own, talking to your people. You know what I'm saying? Hollering at your friends that you know are racist. Talking to the family member that you know is racist, that says racist remarks, that want to touch our hair like we're fucking petting animals. I don't like that. Do not touch my hair. I don't want your dirty ass hands in my hair, especially because we don't wash our hair every day. You know what I'm saying? That's something. Speaking about our body, how we dress, how we speak, all that kind of stuff. And honestly, English is English, and we got to stop talking about people. Oh, they trying to talk Black. And what is that? What is talking Black? That's us. That's us owning the ignorancy. No, maybe little Sarah just would happen to be raised in the hood, and that's a hood talk. You know what I'm saying? And everybody in the hood, it ain't only Black people in the hood. It's all kind of cultures in the hood. So let's understand that. Let's stop taking, why do us as Black people got to take the full credit on anything that's ignorant? We ain't got to do that. She don't talk like us, because it guarantee you there is some Black people out here that are very proper, and they don't sound white. They don't sound white. They sound educated. They sound like they're speaking English. Okay? So there's things that just have to stop. I mean, I know I'm going everywhere with all this, and the whole point of the story was that, you know, the Ahmaud situation, and, you know, unfortunately, his murdering that we've seen, and, you know, the new form of quote unquote lynching, modern day lynching, that I really wanted to speak on, but I really wanted to come on here and, you know, speak. I know my platform ain't that big, you know what I'm saying, but it's a platform, and it's my platform, and I'm gonna speak how I feel, and I'm always gonna come from the heart. I'm always going to come from the heart with y'all, always. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. And that's why I created my platform. That's why it's called Spaz. You know what I'm saying? I can talk about any fucking thing that I want to, period, that I see or that I feel is necessary. And I'm going to try to do my part the best way that I can do my part. You know, I do have different friends. I do have friends that probably have never thought about certain things until they heard certain things that I said and was like, yo, I never thought about it like that. And I'm grateful for that. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And I appreciate that. And maybe that made them move different. understand things differently, understand me differently, understand my people differently. And that matters to me. The same way that I'm interested and I'm curious about you and your culture, how y'all get down. What does Thanksgiving look like in your house? I'm not saying that to be rude or nothing. I'm trying to get to understand it. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing that we have to do is we need to understand each other. I don't understand why we're so intimidated to you guys. Why do y'all fear us? Because of our skin. Why y'all so intimidated by us? Because we're darker. What's wrong with y'all? The ones, and I mean, y'all, the ones who are racist people, hate people of hatred. Why are you that angry to gun down a human being? This is a human, that's not an animal. You know, like what the fuck? I don't understand that. Why? I think we all ask that, like, why do y'all hate us so much? The only thing is nowadays you might give a, you know, a lot of us is on some, like, I don't give a fuck. Cause I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? When it really comes down to it, I don't. We need a little bit more of that as well. We need a little bit more of our men's becoming more soldiers. That's another thing I worry about. Our men are not men no more. The black man has been very, very weak. Lately, these past generations, our men are just deteriorating, being more and more feminized. And that's not going against my gay brothers. Because let the record be clear, I got some gay partners and bi partners that will put hands on you and be a man, and I would gladly call them to handle some man business. So let's not get that twisted. But I do know that we're just afraid to, our black men are afraid to stand in the front line. You know what I'm saying? Our black women are becoming more and more ashamed. You know what I mean? More and more aggravated and frustrated with the black man. And the black man is frustrated. It's so many things that we have to work on to really get real unity. And yes, we need unity across the board in America with amongst all cultures and races. But dear black people, we 100% need unity no matter what within ourselves. No matter what, we got to work on that. We have to work on that first. We have to work on our family and us as a culture, amongst us first, and then we can go ahead and make room down the line for anybody else who want to join the barbecue. You know what I'm saying? But we need to work on ourselves. We need to work on accepting each other, no matter what kind of a mixture we have, what color skin that we are coming into or anything of that nature. We really need to fuck with each other. We need to stop being envious and jealous of each other for what? We need to start, you know, bonding together, and we need to start seeing each other. We want to see each other win. We want to see each other prevail. We need to be clapping each other on. We need to be standing by each other. We need to not be afraid. I miss back in the days when the Panthers was running up on people that was getting pulled over with the book of rights, with a shotgun on their back, ready. Coming up, we need to learn our rights again. I don't know all of my rights. That's something that, you know, during this quarantine that I've been kind of reading on, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the amendment here and there. The thing is, it's boring, but that's really our duty as an American. Like, for real. Like, that's our duty as an American. This is our country. Hate this country sometimes, especially with this motherfucking office. I can't, because you are just blatantly racist. Sometimes I look at him like, my God, I got to respect him, because this man don't give a fuck and is literally running a country, getting away with it. Like, something about that is kind of admirable. You know what I'm saying? That we can look at and be like, wow, okay, we just don't like you. But we need his mentality and his like how he get down. We just need somebody with the right heart to do it. That's all that is. So we got to be understanding with that as well. But emotions are high. It's going to start getting really, really ugly on these streets, because black people are really, really getting tired. They're really getting frustrated with white people, and it's really getting out of control. Plain and simple. And like I said, I'm not mad at my brothers and sisters for being irritated and frustrated with some white people. I'm not. But I do want to be very, very clear that every single white person ain't moving like that and getting down like that. And some of them love us more than we love ourselves. You know what I'm saying? That's something to think about. I know that's really, really deep, but that's a fact. That's a fact. I know some girls right now, that didn't go have a baby with a black man because they didn't want a black child, and vice versa with the black man that refuses to have a baby with us because you're afraid how your baby gonna look. That means you hate yourself. And so it starts there as well. Like I said, we got a lot of work to do, you guys. Today's actually Ahmad's birthday. So happy birthday, Ahmad. I believe they said he would have been 26 years old. Young. Life didn't even start. Your life didn't even start. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were just young. Nothing, I haven't seen no negative reports about him. Seems like he was really involved. Great person. His mom seems like she's a beautiful mother. Family seems like they're a normal, Black, healthy, happy family. And they got to deal with always seeing their kid and going back and watching their child get, her baby get shot down. Fight for his life. Like, fight for his life because he was cornered. Because he was cornered. He had no choice but to turn around and start fighting for his life. You and I, and you still gunned him down. You drove and maliciously recorded this Black man getting killed. You know? And bragged on it. And that's the reality. That is our reality. That happens. And guess what? It happens every day. And if it's not every day, it's for sure weekly. Mississippi, you know, you guys were still out there trying to lynch people. What do you mean? What do you mean it's 2020? What do you mean? Excuse me? We're the most hated. So I don't want to hear nobody walking around like, oh my God, you guys are always making this an issue about you. And you guys are making it seem like everybody hates you and blah, 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 blah. Newsflash. I don't see your people getting like shot down and gunned down and beat up and beat down by the police. Our babies, our kids getting thrown around and billy whipped and shit like that. Oh, I don't see no little white girl getting pistol whipped and shit like that. I ain't seen no little white boy getting beat up or no little Asian boy or little Mexican Indian boy. We ain't seen that. And I'm talking about here in America. So don't be ignorant going around somewhere else. And all lives matter. All lives matter. I hate that. I hate that with a passion. Clearly it does not. And I also hate when they get to saying all lives. And, you know, we're all colors. We don't see colors. Blue, pink, you know, da, 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 da. I've never met a blue person in my life. What are you talking about? I don't know a red person. What? No, I'm not here for your excuse. I'm here for you to take accountability, and I'm here for you to come at the table with some type of a solution, and let's go ahead and get this handled. I don't want to hear your excuse, you know what I'm saying? But I also want to be very welcoming and open-armed always to the ones who got a good heart and who are just as tired as we are, because we're really not alone. Y'all, it's getting hot, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm going to go ahead and end this fast. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm just going to dead it because I can't have this. This is too hot. I'm going to go pull up and bother my sister, grab a drink with her or something. You feel me? All right, y'all, this is fast. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it. Again, happy birthday to Ahmad. If you guys didn't get your run in and your walk in, please go get it in because today's Friday. You guys are going to hear this today. Let's go. This is fast.